So what a week we've had. Truly, thank goodness it is Friday. We've had bonfires on roads, burning buses and people terrorised by petrol bombs. And then, just when you thought things could not possibly get any more stupid, we've had tension over teddy bears at a Belfast shopping centre. We'll be talking about all those stories over the next 90 minutes. The phone lines for you are, of course, open 03030 80 55 55. But first, to that sixth night in a row of trouble in Derry, Londonderry. Just before we came on air, I spoke to journalist Leona O'Neill, who was on the ground last night and again this morning.
I was on the ground, Fanny, in and around the city walls area, up around where the Prentice Boys Memorial Hall. There were riot police in different positions around the walls, and very, very heavy police presence. Petrol bombs were being fired constantly over the walls at police officers up the entire stretch of the wall from along the bogside, the walls opposite the bogside. Petrol bombs were hitting the vehicles, setting the vehicles alight. There were huge crowds in the bogside, huge crowds of youths in the bogside. It was a scene from, it was like a war zone. My city was like a war zone last night, and glass everywhere also. It was just, it harked back to a day when, you know, maybe a long time ago when I would have covered riots here in Belfast. It was just a horrific scene.
74 petrol bombs, 2 improvised explosive devices thrown at police officers last night.
Yeah, 74 petrol bombs thrown across the course of the evening. Now, this is even happening in broad daylight. I saw someone sent me a video of a man driving a van through the bogside, just a work van, a large white van,
yeah.
And a youth throwing a petrol bomb at his window while he was driving, and the man is lucky to be alive. 2 blast bombs, so that makes a total of 4 blast bombs in the last couple of days, and then also we had gunfire the other night on Tuesday night. There were a number of arrests, and there was a number of youths apparently hit with batten rounds, plastic bullets, as they say.
Yeah, the police said they fired 4 plastic batten rounds in response, and then there were 3 arrests, 3 men aged 18, 22 and 50, and the 22-year-old was arrested for attempted murder. It doesn't get much more serious without actually involving fatalities here. 6 nights in a row. And one of the issues that has kept repeating itself, Leona, is the ages of the people involved. There is a mix, of course, but some, I heard reports today, were as young as 8 years old.
That's right. It's very hard to fathom what, you know, what this is actually about and who is on the ground directing these people, or indeed directing them into a different kind of, you know, don't do this kind of situation. Some say this is advanced antisocial behaviour. Some say this is dissident Republican elements are behind this, you know, in particular, I suppose, the gun attacks and the pipe bombs would suggest that. But dissident Republicans are saying this is disaffected and marginalised youth giving a voice to their frustration. It's difficult to pinpoint what exactly this is about. And
yeah,
I suppose if we can't speak to the youth themselves, it's, you know, it'd be hard to know how to stop this. But certainly some of the young people that I saw involved over the last couple of nights and last night as well were very, very young, and you would wonder where their parents actually are.
Exactly. Where are their parents and what are they doing? Like, we mentioned this on the programme the other day. It's almost like there's a child abuse issue here. If you are willingly letting your child be involved in that, like, my goodness, how much disregard can you have for anyone? And the fact that they're your own kids is just unbelievable. And then you think of, for example, that 22-year-old who's been arrested for attempted murder. You know, these things can be life-changing, you know, how they impact on your life, your future, and what indeed will happen. In relation to the police on the grounds and the numbers that were involved, Leona, can you give us any idea of how many were there?
I would say hundreds were on the ground last night, Sunny, all over the walls and the sort of the roads leading into the bogside. We had just an ordinary uniformed officers, and we had the guys with the black suits and stuff on them as well, and riot police. We had a lot of riot police as well, but huge amounts of police, but they were kind of keeping it quite discreet. They weren't going into the bogside. They were kind of just sitting on the periphery of it. But it's, as you say, the parents need to become involved here, because when I looked down into the bogside last night, there were crowds of hundreds of young people, and very, very young very, very young children as well. They're
yeah, and of course, not everyone that was out in the bogside last night. There will be some people, spectators, so to speak, yeah. as opposed to everyone being involved in actual violence. They were also building like these makeshift barricades that they were setting on fire on the Lecky Road flyover and is it Fahan Street?
Fahan Street, yeah. They built those are kind of inroads into the bogside. I think perhaps they were trying to create a no-go zone so that traffic couldn't come in. The flyover, it's one of the main routes in and out of the city, the flyover, the Lecky Road flyover. So they had built a barricade across the bottom of that to block the two rows of traffic, also blocking the ambulances and anything else that needs to get into the area. And Fahan Street would be from the city centre down leading into the bogside. So they're trying to create a no-go zone there so I suppose they could do whatever they want. But it was mayhem, absolute mayhem last night.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything like that in a long time.
Not that I'm trying to look for a particular reason that would nothing would justify the behaviour, but the reason that they might have behind it. For example, the SDLP leader, Colin Weisswood, he was talking, I think he was there last night, he said these people who are supposedly Republicans and are supposedly trying to get a United Ireland are destroying their own area. But is that, are you hearing that that's a reason behind it? Is it just mindless thugs and vandalism, or do they believe they have an end goal or a target goal?
Well, as I say, I'm hearing things from different people, different Republicans themselves. Sources there would say that this is just, you know, these youths are angry. They're being marginalised. They also, it's a reaction to the 12th of July. We had one of the largest 12th of July marches here in the city yesterday, where there were something like 23,000 Orange men coming through the city. This has started now. This is not just an overnight thing that has happened out of the blue. It started around 2 weeks ago, petrol bombs and missiles were being thrown from the bogside into the Fountain Estate, the predominantly Protestant Fountain Estate.
Yeah.
That happened over one weekend, and the next weekend it started up again. Again, petrol bombs, and that was, I believe, to draw in police to the area. And I think the aim of the game and this whole and the whole thing here is to try and kill police officers. That's what, you know, from looking at it from not an outsider's point of view, but someone who's on the ground here, that is what is happening. They light the barricades in the Lecky Road and at night and around. You can almost choreograph at 7 or 8 o'clock at night to try and draw on the police, and then they start attacking them on the walls.
Just finally, Leona, Your conversation with residents and people that live in the area, I know that many will be afraid to even open their curtains or go out their front door whenever things like this are happening on the street in the dead of night.
Yeah, they are 100%. People are terrified. There's an old people's home stuck right in the middle of the buffer zone almost between the bog sign and the fountain, where a number of attacks have been happening this last number of weeks. They're at the bottom of the flyover there as well. There are pensioners' homes, there are vulnerable people living in there. Also families. You know, there are ordinary families living in the bogside who are terrified not only to go outside their front door, to even look out their window, because this absolute madness is happening.
Yeah.
Petrol bombs and guns and bombs are happening on their just right outside their window. And people are absolutely terrified. People want it to stop.
Just an actual final question. You're back up there again this morning. Anything left on the roads to indicate what was happening last night? Has everything been cleared away?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are a number of items just lying on the road, but the bogside is quiet here this morning. It's a complete contrast to what it looked like last night, like a war zone. But the burning barricades and the broken glass has been swept away by the council. They must have been up very early this morning.
Yeah.
And it is all quiet and returned to some manner of normality. And we'll hope that it just stays that way now.
Leona O'Neill in Derry for us this morning. Thank you very much. Let's go to the phone straight away. Marion, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Your thoughts this morning, Marion?
Well, I just feel awful for the police and the firemen out trying to keep us all safe. But I wonder, there must be an awful lot of petrol being sold around Londonderry, and petrol is not cheap.
No, it's not. It's expensive.
And can it, no one start checking from that end? Can they advise petrol stations who are they? Are they supplying cars?
True. They could, of course, Marion, be siphoning the petrol out of other cars, or, you know, they could have it stored up. But I get the point you're making. Let's go now to the SDLP leader, Colm Eastwood. Good morning to you.
Morning,
Good morning. I know that Marion was touching there on an issue regarding even the sheer expense behind this and the fact those young people are involved, and we know that they are being put up to this by other people much older who should know better.
Yeah, well, I'd be surprised if they're paying for the petrol. I mean, this is being orchestrated now by elements within dissident republicanism. And all they're achieving is destroying their own communities and putting their own communities in fear.
It's child abuse. Surely there's no other way to describe it.
No, it's absolutely child abuse. And we have marginalised young people who are often causing lots of trouble to the people in that area, even outside of this. But they are marginalised, and they're being used. They were the ones being sent up hell last night with the petrol bombs in their hands. And whoever's orchestrating this is sitting comfortably out of the way. And I just don't think it's makes any sense. It doesn't represent the people of this city. We are still a city that is moving forward. We have done, you know, phenomenal reconciliation work. We are miles ahead of lots of other places and all of that. We have thousands of tourists in the city this week. We have the Clipper Around the World Yacht Race, so the Maritime Festival, the Foil Cup next week. I mean, this is a city that is moving forward.
Yeah.
And these people are trying to drag us back. We just have to hear the message. They will not drag us back. But what worries me in the meantime is somebody will end up being killed. It is a very dangerous situation, and it should not be allowed to continue. And political leaders and community leaders are intended to try to meet today to try and find a response to this that is sensible and effective, because whilst we need to be condemning this, whilst we need to be making it clear that it isn't in our name, that it doesn't represent our community and doesn't further any kind of political aims, condemnation, it just isn't working on its own, and we need to find a way through this.
Are these people, the people behind this, or the youths involved, again, of course, there are a range of ages, but are they really going to listen to community leaders or even the likes of yourself? If they think this is acceptable behaviour, are they really going to care what you think?
Well, some people see this as an opportunity. I mean, some of the political tactics behind this are to create as much instability as possible. I don't understand how that achieves anything, because, of course, these people don't want to talk. They don't want to explain themselves. They don't want to come on the radio like we all have to do and give our opinions and stand over our views and our tactics. But I'll say this again. Anybody wants to talk to me today, I'm happy to talk to them. Anybody wants to come and explain how this is achieving anything, my door's open. And I'll do anything today to try and make this stop, because it needs to stop, because it is infuriating to have to watch elderly people frightened in their homes.
Yeah,
you
were there last night on the ground. What did you see?
Well, I saw a large crowd of people, most of whom were watching, and a small number of people who were, you know, throwing petrol bombs and missiles at the police at the top of Fawn Street, mostly. I was on the Bogside, I was in Bishop Street, I was in Waterloo Street, I was in all around the area speaking to people. And I mean, it's just, most people are just confused as to why this is happening. I met a Spanish tourist, and he asked me what was happening. I told him, he asked me why, and I said, to be honest, I can't explain this, because there is no logical explanation for what's going on. And it is just so out of step with where the city is going and where the city is and where the people of this city are. And the thing is, people in Derry are embarrassed by this and by the media attention that this is all getting. But they're also very fearful that this could take a very dangerous turn.
Six nights in a row so far. How do we try and prevent it being seven? Is it time that the police change their tactics? Do they need to get tougher?
Well, I think the police, to be fair to them, are in a very difficult situation. If the police go into the Bogside in big numbers, that could cause things to get even worse. If they move back into the city centre further, you know, we have properties there that could be damaged or destroyed and all of that. And they have a job to do, and it's a very difficult job. There is a level of a police response that needs to be taken, and people should be arrested. They have been. More people, if possible, should be arrested. But to be honest, the police response won't solve this. It's going to have to be a community response. We have to find a way of making it very clear to people that this is not in our name. And we'll be meeting throughout the day to try and figure out the best way of doing it.
Okay, Colm Eastwood, thank you very much. Let's go back to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning to you.
Yes, I was just listening to the SDLP leader there.
Yes.
And to be quite frank with you, the police have to do a job and be seen to do a job. And if there's a murder done, and they were actually trying to murder policemen, how do you stop that?
Yeah.
How does people in Londonderry say to themselves, what do we do here? Is he expecting the community to go in and arrest these children? That doesn't happen like that. And the police should actually be taking photographs. My thought is, get the photographs, get the parents, and fine them heavily. And if it's child abuse or child neglect, take the child away from the family. That 8-year-old is getting an experience he should never get.
Is that being simplified too much, Elizabeth? I get what you're saying, but it's the same way we look at when people are throwing petrol bombs at the police. And I've said to the police this week alone a number of times, why don't you just arrest them there and then? But it's not always that straightforward. You know, they're trying to toe that line between being there, not inflaming the situation as well, and trying to make sure things don't get worse or people don't get hurt.
And Vinny, do you not think that whoever's putting these people up to that know that? Of course they know that.
Of course, and they know that it's more difficult maybe for the police, of course it is, to deal with people that are rioting if they are not even teenagers. Like, I can't even get my head around how you even start to do that. Elizabeth, thank you. Let's go to the, from the DUP, Gary Middleton. Good morning to you, Gary.
Good morning.
It's sad that we keep talking under these circumstances, Gary, because as Colm alluded to there, there's so much positive stories and good things happening up in Derry, Londonderry, that we should really be celebrating.
Well, we should. A lot of that fantastic work that has been done over recent years hasn't been lost. But at the same time, we have to recognise the position that we're in. When you look at the media headlines and when you look at the footage that we've seen from last night, you would really struggle to believe that we're actually in 2018.
Yeah, it is embarrassing, as Colm said. It's embarrassing for anyone in that area, or even if you're just from Northern Ireland in general.
Well, it is, because, rightly said, when tourists come in and they look upon the Bogside area at this minute in time, and they see what effectively turned into a war zone last night, and I think that's very disturbing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, whilst we must focus at this minute in time on the residents of the city who are being terrorised in their own homes last night, it's nothing short of a miracle in the fact that somebody didn't lose their life. We know that there were a number of arrests, and that's why we need to get away now from the conversation about children. Yes, children are no doubt about in the area, but we know from the arrests last night we're dealing with now people, they're over the age of 18.
Yeah, 18, 22 and 50 arrested last night.
Yes, and those people knew exactly what they were doing when they went out last night, when there were devices thrown at the PSNI. And they knew that what their motivations were. Now, the motivations are very clear, that they want to murder and kill. But this is not just focused on the PSNI. We've seen last night as well where a white van went through the Bogside area.
It's a white transit.
Yeah.
I saw that footage myself. It was going through a junction, and I think he tried to swerve almost to avoid the person that was standing on the right-hand side of the road, and that person threw a petrol bomb. I couldn't tell from the footage if it bounced off the actual van or if he just missed it. But that driver was very lucky. You know, you're driving a vehicle that's full of petrol or diesel. Anyway, Gary, I'm going to ask you, and I don't know if you can really answer this, but how do we stop this being seven nights in a row? What can be done, if anything?
Well, the police have sent out a very strong statement today in respect of the need for political and civic leadership to come forward. We know that politically there have been joint statements from all the party leaders yesterday on the ground. We have been working together with the police to try and come up with solutions. We now need to make sure that we involve the business community, all of the youth representatives, for example, and we need to just send out that message. There are people who do have influence. You know, let's be clear, there are people who have influence involved in the violence within the Bogside. You know, they very much need to come forward. I would be open to hearing from them, you know, what their justification would be. They're not furthering any cause. As far as we're concerned, their only cause is to cause disruption. But at the same time, the PSNA are in trying to do a job, trying to protect the residents of the Bogside. But on the other hand, those involved in violence are doing the absolute opposite.
Yeah, you mentioned influence there, Gary, and obviously you yourself will have some influence. Do you think it maybe wasn't helpful that some bonfires in the area had tricolours on them in terms of inflaming an already tense situation?
Well, I don't believe so. In the round, when I look at
you
the
You really
bonfires,
don't think people looking at that who believe that that's their flag and seeing it being burnt in celebration of someone else's culture, you don't think that would be annoying?
Well, I certainly don't condone the burning of flags. I never have and I never will. But in respect of the 12th celebrations and the bonfires, we know that this violence started just over 2 weeks ago.
This has been
ongoing. There's no connection whatsoever to what happened yesterday. We had a very peaceful day, a very enjoyable day. And bonfires in general in Londonderry have been moving in the direction of making it more family friendly. You know, my own community in New Buildings, for example, they had a fun day. The mayor, the SDLP mayor, was in attendance, and it was a great day. And it's almost about showing that leadership and that positivity.
Yeah, and I get that, but obviously when you add that element of that flag, it doesn't help, especially when you're trying to sell this as something that, you know, everyone can take part in if they want.
We see this as a conversation, and we want to move in the right direction.
Okay.
I believe that those communities are moving in the right direction. Sadly, what we've seen over this past 6 nights is a situation where there's a complete lack of respect for law and order, but a lack of respect for neighbours and residents within those communities. And I think that the sooner these people realise that they're getting nowhere with what they're doing, the better.
Okay. Gary Middleton from the DUP, thank you very much. We'll speak to the former ACC, Alan McQuillan, in just a moment. First of all, another caller. Stephen, good morning to you. Go ahead.
Good morning, Benny. I believe the answer to the problem in Derry, Londonderry, is corporal punishment.
Corporal punishment?
Yes.
And how would that help?
Well, it would take the children off the street for a start.
Okay, Stephen, thank you. Let's speak now to the former Assistant Chief Constable, Alan McQuillan. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Alan, it is nearly, I would assume, an impossible task to do easily for the PSNI to try and sort this out when you've got that mixture of ages and an already tense situation.
Absolutely, and the sad thing is that the people who are organising this, and there's no doubt it is organised, the people who are organising this will be absolutely delighted if a young person was seriously injured, or God forbid, if they were killed, because their objective is to use this politically and to use this competing with Sinn Féin and other Republican groups, but for their own ends. So these young people are being exploited by these older people, and the parents really need to get a grip on their kids and bring them in.
Yeah, they're being exploited by these older people who no doubt are nowhere near these flashpoints. They are around the corner like big brave men sending kids to do their dirty work.
Or sitting in the bar drinking, they're sending the kids out to do the dirty work for them. And I mean, I am struck by it. Like, I remember having discussions many years ago with Dennis Bradley about this, and he said the fundamental problem is no matter what you try to do to provide alternatives for the kids to get them away, get them out of the atmosphere, he said you won't beat the entertainment of a good rat. And that's the culture that you have in this. And
yeah.
Danger is, as we go on, that becomes ingrained that this is something that's acceptable. And we really need action across the whole of the community, not just here, but we've seen similar things recently in Belfast with the UVF and loyalists. It's just people are exploiting these young kids. It is a form of child abuse.
Regarding water cannon, we've had a few people raise that point on the phones in the past week. You know, is it something they may be considering using, or does that just then go back to the issue of the ages? And I know it's not all kids that are involved in this.
Well, you're back to the issue of the ages again. And PSNI have a whole range of tactical options available to them. Again, water cannon are great in some circumstances. My knowledge of the geography of that area is extremely limited, what you can do with water cannon. And again, the question is, are you escalating it? Do you actually...
Or would it be more of a deterrent?
Would it be more of a deterrent? On a hot day, no, it won't be, because they'll just enjoy it. And again, do you use the full force of the water on them? It can be useful tactically in some circumstances. And I'm sure if the PSNI think it's appropriate, they'll use it. That's what it's there for. But it's an alternative to the firing button rounds, which again they'll be desperate to try and involve or try and avoid, especially when there are kids involved. So it is a very difficult situation, but the solution to this lies in the community of the bog side. Bring your kids in, keep them in at night and stop them doing this.
Okay, former Assistant Chief Constable Alan McQuillan, thank you very much. So let's speak now to the Sinn Féin Foyle MP, Alicia McCallion. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What have you heard in terms of the reasoning behind what's happening up in Foyle at the moment?
Well, firstly, there is no reasoning and no sensible reasoning, certainly.
But their perceived reasoning as to, you know, why are they trying to justify what they're doing, or how are they doing that?
I'll not be speaking for the small number of people who have been torturing the community over the past number of days. Only them can speak for themselves. What I will speak for is the vast majority of people, not only in that particular constituency, but indeed in the entire city, who are absolutely disgusted, frustrated, angry, and indeed heartbroken about the behaviour of the small number of individuals who are being spurred on by sinister elements over the past number of nights.
The PS and I have fired four plastic baton rounds in response last night. Do you support that move from the police?
When I took up office last year as the most senior political person in this city, never in my wildest dreams did I ever imagine that any weapons would be used in such a nature and here in this city as it has been done over the past number of days. I'm opposed to all weapons, any weapons being used in our street, whether it's coming from the PSNI or indeed the small number of thugs who are hell-bent on trying to bring us back to the dark days of the past. And I, as the MP of the city, will not be standing by and allowing that to happen.
You yourself described it as sinister elements. In fact, there were two improvised explosive devices thrown at officers, petrol bombs, shots fired. So with that in mind, you still don't agree with their use of baton rounds?
I don't agree with any use of any type of lethal weapon.
But I mean, even by the PSNI to try and protect themselves?
Listen, there is no doubt that the PSNI have a difficult job to do. But in terms of lethal weapons, certainly we would be and I would be opposed to any type of lethal weapon being used in the streets of Derry.
So how do you think the PSNI should be responding if they just sit there like sitting ducks? Is there any response from them?
I am not suggesting for a second that the PSNI should be sitting like sitting ducks. What I'm saying very clearly, whether it's from the PSNI or indeed those carrying out this criminal activity, any type of lethal force should not
Is it fair to compare the two like that? I understand what you're saying. No, but if people are breaking the law and then there are people that are trying to uphold the law, they're not trying to kill civilians, whereas these people are quite possibly trying to kill the police.
And those who are trying to uphold the law should do what they need to do in order to protect themselves. But in my opinion, that does not include the use of lethal weapons, nor should it ever include the use of lethal weapons. What needs to happen today in the city, and it has been happening over the past number of days, is we need to continue to remain united, both politically, in terms of the community, the business community, the churches. I am gathering people together in the next few hours to look at the and do another assessment as to what we can do to move this issue on.
Okay.
But I'm saying very, very, very clearly that the people of Derry will no longer stand idly by and allow this to continue. This is not in the name of the people of Derry. We have a hugely successful maritime festival, which is just about to kick off tomorrow. I should be on speaking to you about that. Unfortunately, through the actions of a small number of thugs over the past number of nights, we're not talking about the positivity of the city.
Okay.
We need to get back to that position, and we need to get back there now.
Alicia McCallion from Sinn Féin, thank you very much.